This is the High School Football America podcast for March the 20th, 2024. I'm Jeff Fisher. The High School Football America podcast is brought to you by GameStrat, America's premier sideline instant replay system with outstanding reliability, faster speed than Huddle Sideline, plus GameStrat has awesome customer service. The coach is making the switch, and there are hundreds of them, tell me each and every time they call, they get an answer. The competitors don't do that so well. And they have plans priced right for every coach's budget. And if you call High School Football America out while you're talking to the good folks at GameStrat, they will give you a friends and family discount from High School Football America. To get a demo, go to GameStrat.com, or you can click on the GameStrat banner ad located on every page of HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com. Well, if you think high school football isn't right around the corner for 2024, last night it was proven that people are already thinking about the national championship hunt that may be determined in the first week of football in the state of Florida. We are going to be talking with Dr. Kevin Perry today on the High School Football America podcast, and he is going to be talking about something. We had him on last year, and this thing keeps getting bigger. It's the Broward County National Football Showcase. He's the co-founder of this event, and before I bring in here Dr. Perry, I'm just going to give you some numbers. 2, 3, 5, 6, 18, 48, 96, 101, 108, 125, 195, 244. I guess I could say hike after that. Those are the teams that you have in the event this year that were ranked last year in the final High School Football America 300 powered by NFL Play Football. How's that make you feel when you hear those numbers?
Well, I think you said about 12 numbers, and I mean, to be the best, you got to play the best. That's the only way to do it. You got to figure out who the best is in the country. You got to step inside those white lines.
Whew. And we're going to talk about these matches as we go here. But for the people that didn't hear you on with me last year, I always like to back up because you never know how many new ears you have out there. This is the third year of your event. Let's talk about it from the inception. Where'd the idea come from? And there's a benefit here. I mean, the benefit to my algorithm is, boy, we get a real good look at the national championship chase. But there's more to it than just X's and O's. Can you go into that for us?
Yeah, actually, it started back. I came up with the idea in 2014, and then 2015, it started at the University of Michigan. They call it Battle of the Big House. And Michigan was not fortunate enough to travel outside the state, so I took seven schools from the east and played seven schools from the west, and it's still going on. I mean, it's been 9 years later. They're still playing those games up in Ann Arbor. But when I moved to South Florida in 2017, and I presented the idea to, at the time, the Broward County Athletic Association, County AD, Sean Serra. I was like, look, I'm a Virginia guy. Then I moved to Florida, Michigan, back to Florida. And I was like, all this talk about South Florida has the best athletes. There's only, let's find out. Let's bring in out-of-state opponents and let's prove it. So that's where we came up. We copied the same formula from up north. It's, you know, seven Broward schools, and we bring in seven other schools across the country, and let's see who the best really is.
Whew. And like I said, I wrote this early this morning. I know you announced it last night, but I'm saying the event's exploding. When you've got a matchup between number two and three, you got Chaminade Madonna and St. John Bosco. Whoa. And then you also, same place, you know, at St. Thomas Aquinas, you got five time in a row, St. Thomas Aquinas hosting Bishop Gorman, which has won 13 of 14 Nevada Big Schools Championships. I mean, that's just phenomenal. How hard is it to put together these matchups in a day and age where, you know, the economy is a little tough sometimes for teams to travel across the country?
It is. And the whole idea behind this is just to give, I mean, we know the statistics that about 1% of high school athletes actually play in college. And who says that those athletes even get to participate in a bowl game? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm blessed to partner up with the Broward Education Foundation. You know, CEO Shay Sariago, COO James Knapp, and Sean Serra, now since he retired from BCAA, he's part of the Education Foundation. They do an amazing job finding sponsors for this. And we basically flip the bill. Once the team gets here, you know, we provide two nights in a hotel, two charter buses, three meals a day, a South Florida attraction, a trip to Dave and Buster's, and, you know, they get to eat there for free and then get play cards and, you know, play for 2 to 4 hours, wherever they like. But they also get swag gear. Adidas came in huge last year, you know, sponsoring the gear with shirts and bags. But I just want to give all of those kids, you know, ages of 15 to 18, just the memories that they're going to talk about forever, that traveling to South Florida, playing the best, being on a national stage. And, I mean, it's things that they're going to be talking about 20, 30, 40 years from now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Dr. Kevin Perry on the line talking about the Broward County National Football Showcase in Florida coming up August 22nd through the 24th. As I said in the story, ESPN has not announced its kickoff schedule yet, but I have a feeling a couple of these games will be on the national stage for that. Fun question here. You're doing all this work now. It takes a village, right, to pull something off like this. Do you finally, with all these great matchups, when it comes game time during the 3 days, do you get a chance to actually enjoy the games, or are you running around just, you know, trying to put out fires and making sure everything's running smoothly?
Yeah, that is a funny component, because year one, I busted my tail the entire time. I did not get to enjoy the games as much as I wanted to. So last year I made it a point to where, you know, again, through our amazing sponsors, especially ones like Auto Nation and Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, they really allowed us to hire more help. So I did get to sit back and actually enjoy the games last year. And like you said, with the lineup this year, like I cannot wait. You know, being a lover of football amongst everybody else, I'm excited for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the only thing missing would be a modern day out of SoCal. You had that. I think you guys could go a long way to settling that national championship argument in week one. The list of partners is impressive that's on your website there. And because we have a partnership with NFL Play Football, I see the Miami Dolphins on there. NFL, every team is reaching down into the roots of the game at the high school level, whether it's tackle or flag. Tell us a little bit about the relationship there.
We can't do it without them. I mean, the relationship that we built with the Miami Dolphins, and especially, I mean, I mentioned to you prior to the call, I got a meeting with one of the community liaisons, Aaron Harris, and new VP Kim Miller. I've known and worked with her and other things since 2017. But it's huge to get their involvement. I mean, we're doing this in their backyard. So it's exposing kids to the Dolphins and their assistants. And we know participation is down across the country in, you know, high school athletics. But they really help, you know, energize with other community events that engage those kids so they do want to participate in other sports, not just football, for, you know, throughout middle school, little league, high school. And It's a very good relationship that we have.
Yeah.
It's a must-have.
Yeah, and like I said, they are reaching down into all levels of the game, whether it's high school tackle or flag or the youth level. Dr. Kevin Perry on the line. We're talking about the Broward County National Football Showcase, August 22nd through the 24th. 12 teams are involved in the 7 games that were involved, or I'm sorry, finished the year in the High School Football America 300, powered by NFL Play Football. All 14 teams, by the way, did spend a little bit of time last year in the national rankings, so you're going to get to see some real good football. And speaking of the NFL, speaking of good football, it's not an interstate matchup, but one that kind of piqued my attention when I saw it is we've got Miami Northwestern with some quarterback. What was his name? Oh, Teddy Bridgewater. The former Northwestern quarterback taking on Coconut Creek. Last year, Northwestern was still losing record, but they play that tough schedule. They were 244 on the national rankings. Coconut Creek may be surprising some people, number 101. What's it going to be like to have a former NFL quarterback making his head coaching debut in your event?
Like you said, those interstate matchups are getting harder to come by. You know, I worked with Joe Maimone at Fred Gridiron Logistics, and they were tough to get this year. So, you know, we had to think outside the box, and I called up the AD at Miami Northwestern, you know, Coach Williams, good guy. And I'm like, man, what a story. You got this guy who won a national championship at Miami Northwestern. You know, when he played quarterback in high school there, now after years in the NFL, I mean, it says a lot when he wants to come back to his alma mater and give back to his own community. So it's obviously I haven't met him in person yet, but I will throughout this whole journey. But I just can't wait for the community involvement. Like you said, Coconut Creek, they did something special last year. Mm-hmm. And having this matchup, it's going to be huge. And it's on the opening night.
It's going to be a fun weekend of football. 7 big games. It's the Broward County National Football Showcase. Go to highschoolfootballamerica.com. We got links to the event site up there. You can check it out there. And Dr. Kevin Perry, the guy, the mastermind behind it, the large team behind him as well. But I probably should have given this question when I was talking about, will you get to watch some of the games? We mentioned at the top, you know, Shamina Madonna, 2-3 when they play Bosco, 5-6 with Gorman and STA. You have a favorite on this list, or do you have to kind of, you know, have the politically correct statement and say they're all great?
You just hit that one. I got to give the politically correct statement and say all 7 games are amazing.
but if you had one you wanted to watch, can I push you over the edge, or should I just stop and go on to the next question?
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
No, that's good. What are some of the things that you've learned in the first 2 years that are going to make it bigger and better this year? I mean, it's always trial and error with these things, right? I mean, High School Football America as a company, it's been a trial and an error for 20 years. And hopefully at the end of the day, you have more, you know, good trials than you have errors. what are you coming up with to make it bigger and better?
It's just finding ways to expose the kids more. I mean, the whole purpose behind this, especially here being on a national stage with the South Florida kids and bringing the kids from across the country, it's the week before college football. Mm-hmm. And who says that these kids don't get noticed on whatever network it's going to be on, whether it's, you know, Flow Sports, ESPN Picks a Game, or another network, or they get live streamed. But these kids can actually earn scholarships off of this. So that's huge to us. And we actually had kids last year in some of these games get offers after the game.
That's
because
awesome.
They were being seen. And it's like that itch. Like, we've been waiting for months for football to come back. You know, I know The Rock is opening up his new league in spring. So that's a little bit of a scratcher. But college football is just something special. So being the weekend right before college football starts, and it's just a must see. It's like a great appetizer for the main course starts.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, I kind of said, you know, ESPN there, but you mentioned our good friend Joe Maimone. We have a great relationship with Joe as well. You know, some of these games will also be on Flow Football. I'm just waiting for everybody to release the matchups so we can see them. But, you know, if you're in that South Florida area, or you're just a high school football fan and you want to get a quick fix before, like what Dr. Perry said, you know, before college football kicks off, this would be the place to do. This is like a bucket list. I got to get my butt down there, I think. I'm not going to be able to do it this year, but I think by next year. And that's where I'm going to go with this. I mean, is 7 a good number for you guys as far as games? Is there a way to do it a little bit bigger? Do you want to kind of, you know, make sure it's right at 7 before you go? Is it an unfair question at this point in time to you?
Actually, it's not. We're already working on something for 2025. So 7's good for now. But, keep your eyes and ears open for 2025. I think we're going to be introducing a nice addition.
I love that. Keep it going. So, you know, put on the ambassador hat here for people that want to check out these games, and they're going to be down there. Do a little bit of you know, kind of huckstering here. How do people get to check out these games? Can you go onto the website, get tickets? Tell us a little bit about the way you get fannies in the stands.
I mean, you just said the number one thing. It's getting it out there. I mean, as much as you and I and football lovers know about the event, I just think there's a lot of people who still don't know about the event that should. Mm-hmm. So that's where you go to the Broward Education Foundation /showcase. Everything pops up from year one, year two, the history, the schedule, the results. How do you get tickets, which obviously is going to be on GoFan. And we list our hotel partners. The Hilton Embassy Suites has been huge when it comes to that. So, I mean, we provide all the information you need, and my name is at the bottom, Sean Serra, James Knapp. Our contact information is there, so if there's any questions, feel free to email, phone call. We don't sleep. This is what we do.
and this, by the way, is his second job. He's got a real job in addition to this, which may take up even more time, right? Right, Dr. Perry?
It does. You know, I love being involved with the kids, and me being the athletic director here at Hollywood Hills High School. I mean, it's that drive that the kids' involvement every single day. So it's one of those things where you don't work a day in your life.
Yeah. No, I do not. Ever since I got out of the real world and got to do sports back somewhere in, I don't know, the early 90s, when I got away from having to do the job and just, you know, covered high school sports, I was like, yep, I'm not working a day in my life. Why are you smiling, Jeff? I don't have to work a day in my life, and I'm doing what God put me on the green earth to do. That's what I tell everybody. It's a whole lot of fun. Well, Dr. Perry, thank you so much for what you're doing to lift this game that we all love. I have no doubt that as the years come upon us, we're going to have bigger and better stuff coming out of you guys down there in South Florida. But we wish you the best of luck. Listeners of the podcast here, please go to highschoolfootballamerica.com. We've got the link up there to the Broward Education Foundation, so you can get the website that way and learn how to get tickets and learn about the event. And we just appreciate you taking the time, Dr. Perry. And looking forward to, boy, that weekend's going to be great. You're going to be grinding our algorithm. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for everything you do.
And don't forget, tonight at 11:59, just before the stroke of midnight, you've got to get your nominations in for the 4th annual High School Football America Academic All-America team. 3.7 GPA or higher. Coaches, all you got to do is go to the website at highschoolfootballamerica.com. There's a form there for you to fill out. And new this year, we're getting lots of these. We've got self-nominations for the players. Now, you will have to get us in the next couple of days your transcripts, because we're running out of time right now. And if it's a parent or parents, you can also submit on that form, and then we will ask you for the transcripts. Do it before midnight tonight. The 4th annual High School Football America Academic All-America team is coming out on April the 1st. In the first 3 years, we honored nearly 10,000 student-athletes. Don't be left on the sidelines. Get your nominations in now. And that's going to do it for today's High School Football America podcast, brought to you by NFL Play Football. Hey, coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com for some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. That's the High School Football America podcast, and I'm Jeff Fisher.